you know, the big thing I was really looking forward to more than commencement was my nursing pinning ceremony, where it's just, you know, the nursing class who graduates and you go and you get pinned and you're officially, not officially a nurse, but you officially have a nursing degree, and it just recognizes all that hard work. And, you know, we had it online over Zoom, and it was just like, it was just so not even close to, like, I didn't feel anything. I was more angry afterward.
I spoke with Lauren Smith of Franklin, Massachusetts. Lauren graduated on May 1st from Northeastern University, where she was studying nursing. She currently works as an emergency room technician at Brigham and Women.
So we kind of do a lot of things. We'll do EKGs, we'll stock, you know, what needs to be stocked. We'll take vitals, we'll do CPR.
She says since the start of the pandemic, the environment at the ER has changed dramatically.
The emergency room, it's a high turnover rate. Like, you see a lot of patients in your 12-hour shift. Like, but right now, like, everyone needs to be admitted.
The job has an element of danger these days because of the lack of protective gear. Lauren says the N95 masks that used to be ubiquitous, nowadays they require a registration and a badge to secure one.
You have to go to someone. There's like a person who has a computer, and they're pretty much with all the masks. They have all the masks. So you go and you have like a little sticker on your badge, and they'll give it to you and put it on. And then when you're done, you have to throw it in a recycling bin, but it's for a decontamination process.
I ask her about her thoughts on reopening the country.
I want the country to open up for people who, you know, have these anxieties and depression and, you know, mental health issues, and people who are victims of domestic violence too. But, you know, we have to make sure that our hospitals have the capacity to handle when we open up the country.
Have you learned anything new about yourself due to the pandemic?
You know, it's taught me to open up to people. It's taught me that I can do things under pressure, and that I will be good in emergency situations as a nurse.
Now, you said you've always loved medicine and helping people. What's next after the pandemic? You're going to stick through?
I think, like, this has definitely changed a lot of things, and it has frustrated me. But it doesn't make me want to be a nurse any less. If anything, it really makes me want to be a nurse more. And it actually made me want to go into public health and try to advocate for healthcare workers and policy, because, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, wow, like, this is really affecting me. And it's because it's affecting me, it's affecting how I'm taking care of people.